Hello, welcome back to another episode of Don't Drop the Ball. I'm your host, Zion Palmer, and today we have a very, very special guest with us. We have a guy named Antoine Taylor, man. He's a wonderful, amazing person. Played, just graduated last year, went to St. John's University. He's with us today. How you doing, Antoine?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Zion, for the entrance.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you coming, man. You're a very big guest, and we're going to treat you right. So we're just going to start off saying, where are you originally from, man?
All right, so I'm from Pacoima, California, and I grew up there in the Valley, so I'm a Valley boy. I went to school at Notre Dame High School and North Hollywood High School. I grew up with a single-parent mom, and I went to college at St. John's University in Minnesota.
Yes, sir. How was Notre Dame for you, man?
Notre Dame was a little different, you know. It was a different setting for myself. I met so many great people, met so many good friends, and it made me realize just different aspects on how to attack life, how to look at it, and it was just so many connections that I've never had before. So it was pretty different, and I was blessed to go there.
Yes, sir. Of course, man. Notre Dame's a great place. Been there before. Very great school. How you play football? How was you as a football aspect? How was the team? How were you? You went to St. John's. So you must have did some good, right?
Yeah. So when I was at Notre Dame, I was playing cornerback. I was originally a running back, but I had to switch over because of just like different players who came in. On the football aspect, it got me ready for the next level. But I had to switch schools because of financial reasons. And when I got to my new school in North Hollywood, it definitely elevated my level of play. You know, when I was going against Notre Dame, I was going against top competition. And when you went to North Hollywood, it was a little bit lower. But it was great because it prepared me for college. And what I did my senior year allowed me to get recruited onto the next level.
Yes, sir. So were some of the colleges that were looking at you?
Youngstown State, San Diego State, San Jose State, UC Davis. And then Azusa Pacific, where I got my first offer, Humboldt, and ended up going to a Division III school, though. So.
Yes, sir. So you had all these offers. Why go to a D3? Was it education reason? What was it?
Yeah, so I had interest from the first those first four schools I was talking about. They only offered me a preferred walk-on, but I got offered by Azusa and Humboldt. But I chose to go Division III route just because they cared about Antoine Taylor more as an individual. You know,
yes, sir.
It was different. It was like when I went out there on my recruiting trip, I met with the president of the school, and they didn't really talk too much about sports. They talked about like what I can do after college, what I can do during college, where I can travel to, where I can, start new things, you know. My mom grew up, you know, like I said, single-parent mom, but I wanted more out of life, and she wanted more for me as well. So I thought the best school for me to achieve those dreams would be a small Division III school in the middle of nowhere in Minnesota.
Man, the way you sounded, I want to go there. What do you think people should do when they go on recruitships? Most people just look at, wow, the school is amazing, the university is good, I could play football, go next level. They look at the pretty girls, but that education is something, man.
Yeah.
Whereas, did you get raised like that? Was your mom say, you know what, football second, school first, or that's just something you knew off the bat?
Well, I think definitely my mom always pushed that, you know. It was a big wake-up call when I went to Notre Dame because I went from public school to private school. And it was just different, you know, like they demanded more. And then also football's temporary, you know. And when you know you're a good athlete, you're a solid athlete, but you're not an elite athlete, you know, it makes you realize, okay, football's has its clock and it's ticking. You know, I can use it to get into college, but I probably can't use it to play professional.
Yes,
and it was very, I think that's really hard for young athletes to realize. Everybody wants to go league. Everybody wants to go D1, but not everybody can, you know. And a lot of time, if it doesn't happen their way, they stop doing all the other things. Those other things are important. Going to school is important, you know. Finishing everything you do that was a big key that my mom told me. You know, if I came here for school, I'm a student athlete. So I think definitely just having my mom always on my head about, Antoine, you got to get this done, because being 21, graduating from college in our family hasn't happened, you know? So I graduated when I was, I'm 21. I just graduated in May because my mom was always on me. And it feels good. And also all things I've done, I know we're going to get a little bit later in the show, but all things I've done made me so grateful for what she's did for me. And I'm really glad she was nailing it on me. Like, student athlete is what we do.
So. Yes, sir, man. I love your mom already, man. She's a very smart woman.
Yeah.
But you said all the things you could do in college. What are some of the things you did besides football? What do you think you accomplished in college?
Oh, man. What I accomplished in college, man.
Give me the top three. I know you did a lot of amazing things. We're going to get into it.
Top three. Definitely, I think the biggest thing was, you know, becoming social, you know. Social to anyone, being allowed to talk to anyone, being allowed to not just categorize myself as just an athlete. You know, I'm much more. Being able to relate to others. And another thing it allowed me to realize about myself is, like, don't hide the things that you're not good at. Don't hide your insecurities. Show them so you can get better at them. Because when I was in high school, you know, I wanted to project that I was doing well in every category in my life. You know, there's a lot of things I wasn't good at. I wasn't good at public speaking, and now I'm on a radio show. You know?
Yes, sir.
It's just little things like that that I feel like college allowed me to grow into the person that I am today. And also, the biggest thing was responsibility. You know, I grew up with a single-parent mom, so I always had that drive, but it turned up a notch because when you get to college, you get to finally realize how the real world works. How you have to get a certain amount of money. How you have to budget.
Mom not there to take care of you no more, really.
Exactly. And you have work, you have school, you have ball. And it made me realize, all right, I have responsibilities. And it's only going to get bigger when I graduate. So let me go knock them out right now. Let me be responsible. And let me realize what I have to do. And let me go do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
How did you do in college-wise, football-wise? How was it for you? What things do you feel like you accomplished, that team accomplished? It's amazing that you stayed all 4 years, man. Some people, 2 years, got to do what they do. Let me get out of here, go make some money. But you stuck around. You finished school. You played football. How was football for you?
Football was amazing. It was a very humbling experience, too, because I came from North Hollywood being a star player, doing anything that I wanted. Team revolved around me, to going to the middle of nowhere in Minnesota thinking I would be doing the same thing. Get there, I was supposed to play running back. I had to go switch to corner. Started at nickelback, didn't even start at the starting corner. Only started on a couple packages. Started a special team, so I went from thinking like I'm gonna be the man to I'm a role player. And I was like, you know, I gotta be grateful because there's only like 3 freshmen playing, so you're one of them. So then sophomore year came around, they moved me to running back, so I'm thinking like, all right, it's gonna be my time, you know. And the guy, I was going against a junior, and I lost the battle because I think just like they were gonna play us both, but I think it was off a little bit off of like just seniority, like he was there longer, and then he went out there and then he went crazy, he did amazing, you know. He was gonna win the Heisman for Division III football. He went there 2 years, didn't win, came in third his junior year and second his senior year. Broke all our records at our school. Went from competing with them to like definitely realizing he was the top spot. And I got to play. I was maybe got the ball like 8 times a game. But definitely humbling experience because I wasn't that man. I was the man. But it was I was so grateful that God did that for me because it made me realize my other strengths that I am as a person. I was always focusing about football, but it made me realize.
There's more to football.
Exactly. And I finally got that there. You know, and so my senior year went amazing. Loved it. I was the running back. I got hurt week 7. Couldn't come back till second playoff game. Go in there for the one play. My ankle's still not good, and we lost the game. So I ended week 7, and we went to the second round of playoffs. So it kind of sucked because I didn't get to end it with my team. But, just that whole experience was amazing. And just truly grateful because not a lot of people – get to even play college ball.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I was out there starting. So,
yes, sir.
So it was amazing. So football was really good. But I think the biggest thing I learned from football was being humbled and realizing that it was more. Football taught me, it's ironic because football taught me that there's more than life than football.
Yes, sir. That's a blessing, man. God always works in mysterious ways, and that's what he worked for you. I'm happy for you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Let's talk about being the guy. You know, a lot of people, phenomenal athletes in high school, don't have to really go to class a little bit. You know, teacher says, you had 5 touchdowns. Go ahead. We'll give you a C just to pass the class.
Yeah.
What do you feel like people, some things should change about that? Because even if you had a good game, you should still be able to wake up 8 o'clock and go to class like everybody else.
Most definitely. Just because how about somebody in robotics figure out an equation or a logarithm, and they just did something that's probably going to be more beneficial than your touchdowns.
Yeah, sure.
But in society, nobody looks at that. You know, it's not praise to do that. But they come back the next day and have to go to work. You know, it's the same thing to me. I think football is extracurricular activity. You know, if you're good at it, huge. Keep being good at it, you know?
Sure.
But you don't separate yourself. That's what I loved about my school. You know, I could have a great game, come back Monday, Swan, where's your essay? I have to go to organic chemistry because I went to school. I was pre-med, natural science pre-med, graduated with that. I just got into a master's in nursing, and they didn't care about anything. They didn't care anything about what happened on Saturday. They cared about, was I going to get this old chem right?
Yes, sir.
So I think that was the biggest thing for me. And just realizing that football is amazing sport. You know, it taught me so much. But just because you play football doesn't mean you have the say-so to do whatever you want. And since you do play football and people respect you so much on campus, utilize that in a good way. You utilize that in a positive way.
Tell them, go to class with me. Do your homework with me.
Exactly. If you don't get it, talk to the people that do get it. And then they could be more involved with their school as well. Like, dang, I'm talking to Zion, who is the baller at El Camino and Calabasas. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And now you're making more friends. And now more friends know this kid that maybe not doesn't have that big popularity, doesn't have a lot of popularity. But just the fact that you took time out to talk to him, and also it's showing people that I'm the same level. And also, you know, just because you catch a ball, you're gonna have to have an interview, and you can't sound illiterate. So I think definitely anybody who's thinking I score 5 touchdowns, I don't got a class on Monday, is for the birds. Go to class on Monday, get your grades in, have fun Saturday. But remember, when you wake up, it's back to the grind on Sunday.
Yes, sir, 100%.
Yeah.
You have a foundation, man, which is amazing. Just tell me that, how it came about.
Yeah.
What's the idea? Were you just sitting in your dorm one day? Just tell me everything, man. Just tell me everything. Oh, no, everything.
Yeah. So my foundation / organization is called The Cause International. And how The Cause International started, man, it was literally, I was just chilling in my dorm room, and I was thinking, like, okay, so I went to Division III school, St. John's, like I said, and not a lot of people, it's a Division III school, so you can't get athletic scholarships. So I got scholarships off of academics, leadership roles, different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for me to go there, I had to work full time. So I worked in admissions, and all my money went to tuition. So I had no money for myself, and I can't ask my mom for money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have money, you know, just for yourself a little bit. You don't know what can happen on the weekend. You don't know what's going to happen, like, even for safety reasons. You know, you always need to have a certain amount of money in your bank account. So I was just thinking, like, man, what can I do? So even before I started my business, I started washing people's clothes. So me and my brother, one of my good friends, his name is Kenny Green. He's from New Jersey, Newark. And we went to everybody's dorm room and we knocked. We said, we'll wash your clothes for 5 and fold it for 10. So we did that for like a whole semester. We made about like $900. split it 450 each way. And then my sophomore year going into my junior year, my second semester, I was like, dang, bro, like I really want to do more than wash people's clothes. So I started selling socks, and I started selling customized socks. And I thought I was going to honestly start selling because I wanted to buy a plane ticket back home because I didn't want my mom to spend her money, you know, because she was working hard. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was going to sell like 50 pairs, ended up selling 512 in 1 week. Went crazy. People were like, oh, bro, I love your socks, da da da. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, people really, really love what we're doing here. And that was crazy to me. So just off top off that, I think that was a big experience. And then it turned in from socks to jerseys to hoodies to joggers to sweats to, you know, long sleeve crew necks. So my school got involved too. I got into this program where they flew me out to China, flew me out to Silicon Valley. And also I had a pitch. I was able to enter a pitch competition in Colorado. And it was a great experience, man. It was just the fact that it turned in from socks to something more. And what's cool about what I did is I gave back, you know. Once I realized I made the amount of money off of the socks, I was like, man, there's so many people in worse situations. But who are those young individuals out there to go make a difference? And then once I said that, I was like, let's go make a difference, bro. Let's go change the world. And then I went to Southside Chicago, gave back $3,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. Southside Chicago, why? Because it's the number one murder city in the nation at the time, 2 years ago. I think it's second now. And there's this girl. Her name was Kayla. She was about 5 years old. Walked up to me, gave me a hug on my leg, and said, Antoine, thank you for giving me my first Christmas. And I was like, damn. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say damn. And I was like, man, like, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm here for. And it just went from Southside Chicago to I went to Detroit. I went to Flint, Michigan, gave back 1,000 water bottles, 500 cans of chicken. It was on Channel 4 News. Then we went to Detroit, where we helped out Martin Luther King High School. We mentored like 35 kids. Then after that, we went to Guatemala when we installed water filters, you know? And when we went to Guatemala, that hit me, because you think poverty in America
is something.
It's something. You know, stay, man, I'm on Section 8. You know, I'm on food stamps. I'm on welfare. Mm-hmm. Then you go to Guatemala and you see little kids that are 5 to like 12 years old walking miles to school, like 3 miles, no shoes on. And then you're like, wow. Then they come with jugs when I was installing water filters because they don't have clean water at home. 1 out of 6 people die in Guatemala due to the water contamination.
Wow.
So we saw that, and we took that as an opportunity to give back. We went to we saw 42 water filters in 4 different villages, and we partnered up with EcoFiltro. Thank you guys for allowing us to do that. And now next month, we're going to Greece to help Syrian refugees, and we're looking to give back just a little bit over 10,000, and we just trying to, you know, I do as much as we can. And how we're able to do that, we sell apparel to high schools and colleges, to small companies. We design it, and we print for them. And we take a percentage of our profit, and we go give back to those in need. And it all started with some socks at St. John's.
Man, God bless you, Antoine, man. You and your friend do amazing, amazing, amazing things, man. And I must say, on my behalf, I thank God for people like you in the world who actually care about not what's going on around them, not what's going on in their family, but there's millions of people who go through way worse than we go through in every scene. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, man. You inspired me today. And
I appreciate that, man.
How did your mom feel about this, man? She must be the most proud mother in the world.
Yeah,
in the world.
It's crazy because she's proud of me. But then she's still always on me. Because,
do more.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. As she should, though. I wouldn't want nothing from her. I don't want her to be like, you're doing well. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't need to hear that from her. I need to hear about the people who care the most around me. I need them to tell me I need to do more, because those are the opinions that matter the most for me, you know? And I just feel like I just got to keep grinding, because God put me in this world to do something great, and I will, you know? And I feel like he put everybody in this world to do something great.
Everybody has a purpose.
Exactly. And those people got, and everybody has to find their purpose.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just glad God allowed me to see mine at an early age.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Anton, where do you see your business going from here, man? You've done amazing thing.
Yeah.
And you have more amazing thing to come. But what do you feel like that you want to reach? What's your goal? What's your main goal do you feel like you and your partner, your business can go?
So I think the biggest thing is being a competitor against Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, you know, opening a brand that not only makes you look fly, but there's a reason for why we're doing the things that we're doing. You know, I wanted to create multiple businesses and have it under one brand so we can show people that, all right, we're doing different things, but what do all of my businesses have in common? We all give back to the Cause International. What is the Cause International? The Cause International is a company that is a nonprofit that we're going to turn into a nonprofit that gives back to different villages, different impoverished societies all over the world. That's our plan, you know? And every day I wake up and I got to go get it, you know, because I see that. And it's so crazy because my best friends see it too. You know, we do it. We scheme all the time together. We grind all the time together. They tell me when I'm wrong, whenever. You know, they correct me all the time. And it's the best. It's those friends that I met at St. John's that really changed me. And I'm so grateful for them. And for our company, man, it's just, it's the matter of fact of, I already see it happening. Now it's time to go get it. And we've been getting it, but now it's time to even up it more. When we go back to Greece, it's time to imprint. And when we give back, if you notice, like, we also went to Skid Row in LA where we gave $6,000 back. But when we went to Skid Row in Chicago, we just gave items back and then left. That doesn't change anything, you know? Mm-hmm. It feels good for a day, but doesn't change anything. But if you've seen in Guatemala, we install water filters. Those are good for 3 years. We go to Greece, we're going to install tablets so they can communicate with their family back home in Syria when they come on the boat and they can't have their connections. We're going to install Wi-Fi. What is that? That is a long-lasting change. That is something that's going to not just go away tomorrow. It's going to be there for years to come. So,
Do you have a website where people could go and say if they want to donate and help you out?
Most definitely. Anything? Yeah. So, Zion, it's www.thecauseinternational.com, and it will be up next Friday. We had to retweet different things because we were just, it was so much traffic, and we had to make it a little bit more official because I made it when I was a junior in college.
Yes,
and
sir.
Now I had to get people to, you know, tweak it up so it looks more professional.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be up next Friday. I'm excited. It's been down for a week and a half, so we just want to give us this full time so we can be at its peak, so it'd be easier for individuals can get to it.
Yes, sir. Man, today was by far the best time I've ever had on this radio show.
Awesome.
And I want to thank you and your friend for what y'all do, man.
Yeah.
God has really blessed you with a gift, and I'm thankful that he let you use it, and you're doing great things.
Thank you.
Once again, he helped so many people. Reach his website, yo. This is kpcradio.com. Have a good one.
All right.